Good morning, Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
We built this city. We built this city on rock and roll. We built this city. We built this city on rock and roll.
Say you don't know me. I recognize my face. Say you don't.
Good morning. I'm Andrew McKay. It's the Pensacola Morning News. Joining us right now, we have our senator from the great state of Florida, Rick Scott, former governor, of course, also a Navy veteran that may become relevant in the course of this conversation. Senator, welcome back to the show, sir.
It's always great to be with you. So I bet the weather is better.
I'll take ours over yours for sure, 100%. Obviously, we're going to talk about the Iran war and the Save America Act, but I did want to start with two somewhat smaller things only because I want to make sure we get them in, and I know my habit is they won't get in if I don't make them happen at the beginning. The first one is daylight saving time. Ever since the legislature passed this to go to universal daylight time and not go back to standard time in the winter, we've never had a supporter in the House. You and Ashley Moody and before her Marco Rubio were on board with this. I think Jimmy Patronis is also on board with this. Are we actually going to get this as a bill that states that want to go to universal daylight time will be able to do it?
I'm hopeful. You know, the thing that's going to help us is as states do what Florida did to say they want to go to daylight saving time when the federal law changes. So I think I'm going to keep pushing it. I do it every year. I know Ashley Moody is going to be a good partner on this. Jimmy Patronis says, but the hard thing is, I think if I could get a vote, it would pass. So far it's been able to be blocked. As more and more states do this and they're doing it every day, it's going to make it hard for people up here to block it.
It makes sense. If you get enough, build a coalition based on the states that have taken the kind of, action that Florida has done. The other thing I wanted to make sure we got in is the Service Academy nominations. They are open now. So if people want to go to the Navy Academy or the Air Force Academy, this is the time for them to apply to your office, right?
Yep. Go to rickscott.senate.gov. Then you hit nominations and you apply. We probably have more applicants in our state than any state in the country. We'll have 800 applicants. I get to nominate 15 people for each of the academies. It is a life changer. The other thing is when you interview these individuals, these young men and women, you feel really good about the future of your country. But anybody that wants high school senior or anybody, even if you want to start over again, if you're in college, we'd love to get your nomination because we want the best. We want the reason our kids typically get in is because we have so many people apply. So we have outstanding individuals. Some House and Senate members don't put the effort into it that we do. And so by doing that, we get really good people.
Oh, that's an interesting point, given the size of the state and the number of applications, you can vet them more heavily and have more qualified. It makes sense. It's a numbers game. Let's talk a little bit about the Save America Act. It's so fascinating because as somebody who thinks that having an ID to prove that you're a citizen to vote seems like a real no-brainer compared to the things that we require people to have IDs for that are completely nowhere near that level of importance. But, of course, you know, the other side has been saying that somehow married women with married names won't be able to figure this out, or that, you know, poor people won't be able to have IDs. And I've said, hey, I'll do this. Let's make an ID free. We do a lot of free IDs in Florida. I don't mind giving everybody a free ID, and let's just make sure that they're citizens before they vote.
Yeah. People have IDs. I mean, this is just the Democrats, you know, want fraud. You know, I've been up here 7 years, and this is the most popular thing other than maybe daylight savings time. There's nowhere I go in Florida, but the first thing people say is, how are we going to get the Save America Act passed? So we're working on it every day. So here's our pass. It's a simple bill. You have to have an ID to vote. That's pretty simple. You have to have an ID for almost everything else in life. And then you have to show your American citizen to register to vote. Pretty basic. So we're like 83% of Americans want it. Republicans, Democrats, Independent, it's really popular. So here's our choices. One, we got to get 60 votes. That'd be the easiest way. So I tell people, call every Republican and Democrat in the Senate and tell them how important this is to you. Let people know how important it is. That's number one. Number two, maybe we can attach it to a must-pass bill like maybe a defense supplemental, maybe it was Homeland Security funding that's, you know, it's not being funded. Maybe it's FISA reauthorization, something like that. Number three is to do the talking filibuster, which the last time this was really used was the Civil Rights Act. But it's a possibility. We don't have enough votes yet in the Senate to do that. So we're continuing to have meetings to explain to people how it would work. But, you know, this is the most important thing we can pass. If we can't secure elections, then the rest of it doesn't matter.
Yeah, it seems like a very simple thing. And the arguments on the other side, even though I try to take them seriously, I find them, you know, incredibly lacking. So I hope so. And, you know, we've seen John Thune say that he, you know, might be willing to, you know, change his mind on the filibuster for this particular one. Even the president's threatening that he won't sign any bills until this one gets signed. He's doing what you said, attach it to a must-pass bill. You know, if you want me to sign something, pass this, I'll sign this, and then we can talk about other stuff. Huge ongoing news right now is Iran. I have said we were completely justified in doing this. We would have been justified in doing this any time in the history of the current regime in Iran. They are a threat to us, to their neighbors, to the region, nuclear ambitions, all of that. I'm completely on board with the justification for the war and our way of doing it. My concerns have to do with, and what next, and when next? You know, we're what, 14 days into a 60-day war powers. Do you expect there to be a vote on authorization for the use of force in AUMF for this action? Because if we get to the end of the 60 days, I mean, that's it, right?
No. Every president has been clear. They have the right to use military force without a formal declaration of war. So now the only thing that Congress actually can do is decide if they don't want to fund it. So at the time if Congress decides they don't want to fund what the president's doing, that's the only way. The president has the right to do this. This is every president since Truman has said he has a right. So no, we do not have to have a authorization of force. The president's right to do this, by the way, he had to do it because of where we are. Obama and Biden appeased. Obama gave him cash. They had the uranium to get to a nuclear weapon. So it was a matter of time before we'd been attacked on our homeland. On top of that, they were building 100 ballistic missiles a month. And at some point, they were going to overwhelm our troops and our ally Israel. So Trump is doing the right thing. And our military, thank God for our military, they've done a great job. But, you know, fixing the Strait of Hormuz, getting rid of the mines is going to be hard. That means we're going to have higher gas prices during this conflict. But after that, if the right thing happens, that we get a new regime, and with the oil coming from Venezuela, we'll actually see much lower gas prices. Your heart goes out to the families that lost their loved ones, including Cody Cork in Florida, and the 140-plus people that have been injured. It sounds like all those are minor, but I hope they have a full recovery. But we need to pray for our military, people that are willing to put on the uniform and defend our freedom. So I think this is going to be – it's going to take longer than we think, but we're not going to – Trump doesn't want a forever war. We're not going to have a forever war, but, you know, we're going to have to continue – we're going to continue to see a barrage of drone attacks, as Ukraine has proven. You probably don't win a war with drones, but you can sure cause a lot of damage.
Yeah.
So we're going to have to deal with that. But Trump did the right thing. We need to support him.
You know, the couple of questions that I have, especially after the most recent press conference that General Kane did with Secretary of War Pete Hegseth, he said that the goal of the war is to eradicate their ability to use, you know, to get rid of their drone and missile capability. Check, I'm on board with that. To destroy their Navy, because that's also projection of power, abuse of their authority, and, you know, harming shipping. Check, I'm on board with that. But then he said the goal is to make it impossible for them to rebuild or reconstitute the Navy, the drones, and the missile capability. And that, to me, sounds an awful lot like the Morgenthau Doctrine, you know, from World War II, like make Germany a farming community, basically take away their industrial capacity. That is a huge objective. I don't disagree with the importance of it, because if they're going to continually use machine tools and supply chains and energy and metallurgy and technology to, to rebuild the factory, basically. But that is, I don't know how you do that with just air power or how you do that for the long term. So what's your theory about how we accomplish something that makes it so they can't keep rebuilding drones and missiles in the future?
Well, I think they do plan on just absolutely destroying their ability through destroying their industrial base. I think they're just going to continue to use the gravity bombs and just keep destroying every capacity they have. And then I know Israel wants regime change, and I think Israel is going to continue down the path of destroying their leadership. I haven't seen a classified briefing on this, but there's reports that the new Ayatollah is already injured, but we'll see if that's true or not. You hate death, but this guy his father has been part of killing so many Americans. They've been killing us for decades.
No, totally agree. Yeah.
So
they've been at war with us for 47 years, and we're finally participating. I completely agree. The question is, do you think the people are capable of forming the sort of, democratic republic, a place that would have individual rights? I know there are people who want to rise up, but when a regime has been that controlled for that long, it's like expecting Cuba to stage a revolution. And they don't have guns. They don't have power. They don't have, for goodness sakes, they don't have the internet for the last 5 days or whatever. You know, is it realistic to think that the mullahs and the Ayatollah will give up power, that it can be taken from them?
Well, I think that first off, people want freedom. Everywhere in the world, people want freedom. Now, is it hard when they've been pushed down like this and they have no weapons? It has. But, the Iranian military has to kill their own brothers and sisters to keep their power. So that's awfully difficult to do long term. So I'm optimistic. I know that the Kurds have an interest, because they've been destroyed by the Ayatollah. So we'll see. I don't think any of this is easy, but I think it's necessary.
Last thing that I wanted to talk with you about is just a little bit, not on this subject exactly, but I know your background, you were in the Navy. You and I were talking before, and I didn't realize what you had done. You worked on radar, back in the day. But I thought you'd find it interesting, given both your age and your Navy connection, the Nimitz is on its last deployment. It's just left Washington the last couple of days. It's going to be deploying to Southcoms, going around South America, and then decommissioning. It'll be 50 years in service, and it seems like a pretty significant end of an era. Any thoughts on that?
It is. The Nimitz, I remember when it started. It was the class ship. Its abilities were unsurpassed. It's interesting. I'm on armed services, and it's interesting. The world has changed a lot. The way war is going to be fought is changing a lot. The Ukrainians have shown us that that drone technology and drone defense is going to be really important going forward.
Yeah.
And we're going to have to be very cautious about our ability to defend large infrastructure like an aircraft carrier.
Yeah, agreed. And in fact, some of the sort of dispersal of power, you know, sort of destroyer swarms instead of a carrier, you know, the move towards unmanned and even, you know, autonomous aviation.
Yeah.
You know, we're seeing that in the Navy. I've read some really interesting stuff about the future of the carrier for precisely that reason. And, you know, we're now kind of we're thinking differently about this, right? With, you know, Iran building drone carriers and even threatening a California attack with some kind of, you know, a drone ship or a drone boat or something like that. It absolutely, the high vulnerability of a centralized, you know, mobile airstrip like an aircraft carrier makes you think about the future of what makes sense for the Navy. And you're unarmed, sir. You see this stuff all the time, right?
Yeah, and I met with the Chiefs of Naval Operations yesterday, and one of the things we talked about was the fact that, I mean, the next, you know, the war, and even we're learning with this one, we've got to focus on things that we're going to be able to take out drones without expensive missile defense systems,
right?
So, because it's so cheap to build something. And they can swarm you. So there's a good book called I've read a few years ago called The Kill Chain, and it's this idea that, you know, through this drone technology they can swarm some of our best defenses, and so we've got to be prepared for that.
Yeah, your C-Wiz can do a lot, but it can't do everything. There are limits for sure. Rick Scott, he is our senator from the great state of Florida. Senator, as always, thank you so much for the time. Thanks for the service. I hope you get back to Florida real soon and can enjoy the warm weather instead of being stuck in D.C., although we're supposed to get cold weather on Monday, so be careful what you wish for. Senator, thank you for the time. I appreciate it.
See you, Andrew. Have a good day. Bye-bye.
I know that hiring can be challenging. You sort through tons of resumes and you get too many so-so applicants. You're just waiting for someone to match your role perfectly. Well, now, there's a place where you can meet them fast. ZipRecruiter.
Need to hire right away. Start your search for strong candidates. The right fit awaits. Build your team. Build it sooner. Meet your match on ZipRecruiter.
Just head to ZipRecruiter.com/free right now to try it for free. And you're on your way to meeting your match. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. So try it now. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/free. Once again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Meet your match on ZipRecruiter. Try it free.
Things that are cheap for a reason. Have you ever heard that? Well, there's no domain where that's more true than when it comes to beds and mattresses. Listen, if you want something super cheap, guess what? You're going to probably have to replace it real fast, and it's going to make you feel crummy to sleep on it. At the Sleep Center, they certainly sell affordable mattresses and beds, but what they want you to have is the experience of a great night's sleep. You know, where you wake up in the morning feeling rested and refreshed and eager to go for the day. And that has to do with more or less pressure relief. That has to do with more or less support. The kind of mattress that really works, not just in general, but for your particular body style and needs. You know, some people like the all-foam mattress where they have that NASA foam. It's amazing. I like the hybrid. I like the coils and the foam because I don't like to be, like, held in place by the mattress. Some people love it. For me, I like to turn around in the night a little bit, so I need a different kind of mattress, and that's the point. When you go to the Sleep Center, they'll talk with you, they'll figure it out, and they'll help you find the right mattress for you. Or, if you want to be totally left alone to browse at your own heart's content, no problem. They are the original here in Pensacola. They've been here 30 years, often imitated, never duplicated. The Sleep Center. If you've ever been hurt by a mattress or hurt by a mattress store, go to the Sleep Center, just east of Davis on the north side of Creighton.
Hi, I'm Escambia County Sheriff Chip Simmons, inviting you to Cops, Cars, and Crawfish. It'll be April the 11th at Five Flags Speedway. This event will have a car show beginning at 7:30 until 9:30. At 10 o'clock, the gates will open. At 11 o'clock, we'll serve crawfish plates from Cubs Crawfish. We'll have hamburgers and hot dog plates. We'll have balloon animals, games, face painting, and more for the kids. All proceeds for this event will benefit the Escambia County Sheriff Foundation and their mission to support the heroes of the Escambia County Sheriff's Office. Cops, Cars, and Crawfish, April the 11th.
You're not looking for an argument.
You just want to know what's going on.
And that's a good thing.
News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable. Pensacola Morning News. Andrew McKay. I'm Bobby Rossi, filling in for Andrew. That is the interview he had last week with Senator Rick Scott. The one update from that is we learned this week that the Nimitz, USS Nimitz, will actually stay in service for an extra year due to construction delays on the USS John F. Kennedy. Let's go over to Steve Taylor in the newsroom real quick. Steve.
Well, we've learned more about the rescue of a man from Bayo Chico by two Navy sailors stationed in NAS Pensacola. We'll talk about that in, well, about 30 seconds from now on News Radio 92.3.
News. I'm Gianna Gelosi. Gas prices up another 8 cents today, hitting $3.88 on average as Israel and Iran continue to strike oil infrastructure in the Middle East.
Yesterday, the Israelis launched a series of airstrikes against facilities linked to Iran's South Pars gas field. And immediately, the Iranians responded with strikes against that facility, the Ras Laffan industrial city in Qatar. This is the largest liquefied natural gas export facility in the world.
Fox's Trey Yang's top intelligence leaders headed back to Capitol Hill to face the House Intel Committee for its annual worldwide threats hearing.
House members likely to press for answers on where the war with Iran stands and what led into the president's decision to strike. On Wednesday, senators had a chance to talk with the intelligence community, asking about how they got mixed messages about Iran's nuclear capabilities.
That's Fox's Mark Meredith. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning. It's 5:31 right now, 43 degrees and clear. I'm Steve Taylor in for David Wayne on News Radio 92.3. We'll learn more about the rescue of a man from Bayo Chico by two Navy sailors who were stationed at Naval Air Station Pensacola. Jesse Arguello and Skylove Rios were both shipmates at Naval Air Station Pensacola and were craving some chicken, and they stopped at a light on the way to get their chicken and heard an impact as a car ran a red light, smashed through the fence, and sank into the Bayo Chico. Pure adrenaline took over, and Jesse drove in first, battling the water to reach the submerged Mercedes.
So I get my wallet, throw it to the random person, and I jumped off the bridge to the car, swim over, and I swim down to the sunroof, and I just start punching it as hard as I can. It's pretty hard to punch underwater. So then I grab the sides of the car and I start kicking it. My foot goes through the sunroof. I grab the hole that was on the sunroof and I start ripping it apart, just ripping glass out. And after I did that, I felt the guy underneath.
Undoing the seatbelt, he hauled the man out and swam him to shore. Skylove stayed topside, dialing emergency services and starting CPR, and then the help arrived.
Most people run to panic. Mine was, all right, I'm going to remain calm, which is something that I did learn in the military in chaotic situations, and just do what you got to do and be smart. Don't let your panic cloud your judgment.
The Florida Highway Patrol credits their fast thinking with saving the 37-year-old's life. The war in Iran is disrupting global supplies, driving up prices for key farm inputs. Nearly half of the world's fertilizer is coming from the Middle East. That's according to the American Farm Bureau, and much of it is imported into the U.S. Mickey Diamond, a cotton and peanut farmer in Jay, says most fertilizer is imported, leaving the farmers vulnerable to speculators and price spikes. And even if the prices ease, shipments from the region can take 30 to 45 days to reach ports like New Orleans, and Farmer Diamond calls it a direct hit from the conflict to them. Tax schemes are surfacing. Chris Bryant says bad guys want your information.
It's less than a month until the tax filing deadline. Officials warning it's not just the Fed that's waiting to collect your information. Tax schemes are soaring this year. Some scammers are turning to artificial intelligence, pretending to be the IRS. The Better Business Bureau of Northwest Florida says scammers are active during the tax season, giving them another opportunity to strike. Chris Bryan, News Radio, 92.3.
Thanks, Chris. Well, our sister radio station, Cat Country, just picked up another major award. Yesterday at the Country Radio Seminar in Nashville, Cat Country 98.7 was named the top small market country radio station in the nation. So congratulations, Cat Country, from all of us here at News Radio 92.3. Let's check the forecast from Channel 3.
This is meteorologist Brooke Richardson with your first morning weather update. We will have mostly sunny skies today with temperatures around 68 degrees for your high. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 53. For Friday, sunny skies, high near 76. Friday night, temperatures dropping near 58. Going into Saturday, beautiful sunny day with a high near 78 degrees. Saturday night, temperatures dropping near 60 degrees. And by Sunday, sunny skies, high near 77. Stay connected, Channel 3 News First Morning Weather Team. Download the WEAR-TV weather app. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Morning Weather Center.
Right now. now, 42 degrees in Pensacola. It's 43 in Gulf Breeze and 39 degrees in Milton at 535. Next news is at 6, breaking news anytime. I'm Steve Taylor for News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Is your house your dream home? Or at least, is it on the way there? Maybe it's time for a change. Maybe all you really need to turn your house into your dream home is an appliance upgrade. When it's time for an upgrade, then it's time to visit Topps Appliance in Milton. They're locally owned and operated. They have top-of-the-line freezers, refrigerators, dishwashers, and stoves to dependable washers and dryers. Topps Appliance carries the brands you know and trust, like GE, Hotpoint, Speed Queen, and more. Topps Appliance in Milton. They offer delivery and installation, something you won't get from the big box stores. And they have many items in stock, so you can take your new appliance the very same day. Topps Appliance. Check them out at toppsappliance.net on Highway 90 in Milton, just east of Stewart Street. Turning your house into your dream home. Topps Appliance.
Making the wrong choice can be very costly. Choosing the wrong plumbing company can cost you a lot of money. Hi, I'm Judy Lacey with Barbieri Plumbing, and we've been repairing Pensacola's plumbing problems for over 50 years. We are the local originator of the flat rate pricing system, so you don't have to pay by the hour, and there are no surprises. When you need a plumber, make the right choice and call Barbieri Plumbing. We will make your plumbing great again.
License number RF11067749.
This spring, you can share more than a meal. You can share hope. For as little as $2.75, you can provide a nourishing meal to a hungry neighbor, served with love and compassion, reflecting the love of Christ. A single meal opens the door to healing, recovery, employment, and housing, helping restore lives and renew hope throughout the year. Answer the call this season. Give hope today at waterfrontmission.org.
You don't always have time to sit and listen.
That's why Pensacola Right Now works the way it does.
Every few minutes, you get the latest local news, traffic on the fives, weather, and updates you actually need.
You actually need.
So whether you're in the car for 5 minutes or 50, you're always caught up.
Always caught up.
Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin.
Weekdays 4 to 7.
On News Radio 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Somewhere right around there, mid-60s today. Should be nice and sunny for most of the day today as well, which will be nice. And then it will start to warm up even more for tomorrow. There is and of course this weekend it'll be in the low 70s. They're having that big, massive heat wave out west. And, you know, we talked about it a little bit yesterday, that heat wave doesn't look like it's going to hit us. You know, I thought it might, but it doesn't look like it's going to. So, that's a good thing. How's your son doing out there in Phoenix, John?
He's staying very, very hot. It was 103 at GCU yesterday.
Wow. That's crazy.
It is. And he's like,
temperatures.
I don't understand it. I was like, I don't understand it either.
Yeah. Yeah. Those are summer temperatures already hitting them.
That's it, like it July, August.
Is it just going to stay hot from here on out? Or is this just some weird heat wave that's coming through and then it's going to get back down to like as spring temperatures?
That's what they're saying, that it's going, and you know, this is just a small warm front, I guess you want to call it. And they're predicting it to go back to normal temperatures, which normal out there is like 80 something, I guess, this time of year.
Yeah, that's good. There's, because particularly like California, that's been dealing with all these wildfires in recent years and stuff like that. Like, if it just stays hot like this, that's just going to dry things out even more, and that just means even more wildfires.
Right.
You know what I mean?
So, yes.
It's like, oh boy, that's not going to be good. So, all right, it is Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. I'm Bobby Rossi. If you'd like to weigh in, you can give us a call or text 850-437-1620, 850-437-1620. Let's look at some of the things that happened back today in history. 95 years ago today was when Nevada legalized gambling. Yeah. Then let's see here. The 60 years ago today, in 1966, Texas Western became the first NCAA basketball team to start five black players. And they ended up winning the national championship. This upset the whole favorites from University of Kentucky at the time. There was who, by the way, one of their coaches, one of the or one of the players was Pat Riley. Of course, went on later to become a tremendous NBA coach. 51 years ago today, 1975, was when Kiss released their third album, Dressed to Kill, which had their classic jam, Rock and Roll All Night. And then, you know, I saw Kiss in concert once. I'm not a big Kiss fan, but as part of the radio station, oftentimes we get tickets to different things. And Kiss was coming into town with a radio group I was working with, and they had free tickets. And I was like, dude, like, it's Kiss. I heard they put on a tremendous concert, so let me go check them out. And, yeah, they put on a tremendous concert. Lots of pageantry. It was a show. It was amazing. And I remember when Rock and Roll All Night came on, it was just like they did like a 10-minute extended version of it. So, yeah, it was crazy. Let's see here. Some of the other things that happened today in history. We mentioned that yesterday in 1995 was the day Michael Jordan said he's going back to basketball. Well, today was the day that he did come back to basketball. He wore his junior high school number 45 because the Bulls had already officially retired his number 23. And we continue on today in history. See here. There was one more I saw. Oh, yeah. Today, make you feel old, in 2021, 5 years ago already, was when Falcon and Winter Soldier premiered. So that was already 5 years ago today. It's Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. I'm Bobby Rossi. If you'd like to weigh in on the show, give us a call or text 850-437-1620, 850-437-1620. So, I've got this other story here real quick to cover. Actually, one we had to skip. Now, let me get to this one. So, the U.S. Navy just dropped a $15 billion, with a B, billion-dollar contract to build its next generation of nuclear submarines. And Mobile's getting a piece of the action. Yeah, that's right. Now, the main work happening on the nuclear sub is actually in Connecticut. But Mobile is playing a key supporting role, helping build major components that will go into these nuclear subs. So these are the new Columbia-class submarines, the ones designed to replace the aging fleet, basically serve as the cornerstone of America's nuclear deterrent. So Mobile sliced about 2% of the project, but with the project being $15 billion, 2% is pretty good. It's a pretty good little infusion into the area. So, yeah, that'll be kind of cool right there. It's Pensacola Morning. Oh, and this is going to be with Austell USA, just in case you need to know. All right, it's Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. I'm Bobby Rossi, filling in for Andrew. Saw this as it pertains to military things. 90 miles south of us over in Cuba, You know, they've been dealing with blackouts this week and all kinds of other stuff. This is put. This has become a situation where Trump and the administration have been kind of like, hey, this might be an opportunity for us to kind of get involved with Cuban politics. Well, two ships loaded with Russian oil and fuel are headed to Cuba, basically trying to keep the lights on down there while the U.S. tightens the screws on the energy supply. So a little bit of, as the United States is trying to do one thing, basically destabilize Cuba, Russia's coming in to help stabilize it more. So it's got a little bit of Cold War deja vu, a little geopolitical chess match going on, things like that. So, yeah, Russian tankers headed to Cuba, just 90 miles south of us. That's not going to make Trump happy. You know that. That's not going to make him happy. That's going to bother him. Oh, well. Let's see here. I've got another story. Actually, because I keep wanting to cover this story and I haven't had time. But let me share random facts instead. In medieval England, if a person did not have 12 people to vouch for his innocence, he was already presumed guilty. That's right. You had to have 12 people to vouch for your innocence. Otherwise, off with his head? Or was that Spain? One out of every 14 Americans under 70 either owns or used to own a copy of Pink Floyd's Dark Side of the Moon. One out of every 14 Americans under 70. All right, John, did you own Dark Side of the Moon?
Yes.
You did?
Yeah, that's...
not a surprise.
Yeah.
I borrowed it from friends. I did not own it.
Oh, borrowed. So, I like that.
And I had it on vinyl. Yeah, like I borrowed it on as a record. So that was how I had it in the house for a small period of time. But I did not own it. Borrowed it.
Borrowed. Yeah. I like that.
Yeah. I eventually had to give it back. So
yeah.
Chris Farley was originally the voice, or was supposed to be the voice, of Shrek. He actually recorded 90% of the dialogue before he passed away. The producers were going to use an impersonator to finish the last 10%, but instead of doing it, they decided to go ahead and just recast the role. And of course, it went to Mike Myers. I didn't know that. Pretty interesting. The person who is credited with introducing macaroni and cheese to the United States was Thomas Jefferson. He brought the recipe back to the United States after a trip to Europe. The real credit should go to Jefferson's enslaved chef, James Hemings, who is the real mastermind behind this new American version. And finally, birds don't pee. They don't even have urethras. So everything goes out with their poop, which lands on you. So, yes, there you go. Some random facts there for you. It's Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. I'm Bobby Rossi, filling in for Andrew. If you'd like to weigh in, give us a call or text, 850-437-1620, 850-437-1620. I was going to cover this story earlier. Let me hit it again real fast. Costco is known for selling everything in bulk, right? We get into Costco up there on 9 Mile Road. From toilet paper to rotisserie chickens, now you can add fertility treatments to the list. Yes, the warehouse giant has launched a new healthcare partnership aimed at lowering the cost of fertility care for its members. Through deals with telehealth provider Sesame and a fertility clinic network called IVIRMA North America, Costco members will now be able to get coordinated fertility services and up to 80% discounts on some fertility medications. Wow. Now, in one aspect, you might go, like, okay, and this seems weird. Well, IVF treatments apparently cost like tens of thousands of dollars. So this could save thousands of dollars for people. It's not a little thing, but pretty cool. All right, it's Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. I'm Bobby Rossi, filling in for Andrew. If you'd like to weigh in on the show, give us a call or text, 850-437-1620, 850-437-1620. When we come back, I've got a story pertaining to Red Snapper. I want to talk about. Yeah, like the fish. Yeah. So that'll be it next right here on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Hello, this is Mary with Howard Young Flooring. Shopping for flooring can be a little overwhelming. At Howard Young Flooring, we are here to help you any way we can and answer any questions you may have so that you can make knowledgeable decisions. We understand the importance of each and every customer and would like to thank you for allowing us into your homes. For those we have not met, we hope to see you soon. Visit us today at 4333 Avalon Boulevard in Milton. We look forward to covering your future.
If you're like me, you put off big decisions and big purchases because a lot of times they're kind of annoying to have to make. And when it comes to buying that next vehicle, you have the problems of it's going to probably cost you money and you don't love that. It's not too awful what you're dealing with right now. And when it comes to used car places, you're like, oh man, these people. I understand. I have been to a lot of different used car places and I'll tell you that generally the feeling is icky. You know, you don't enjoy it and you feel like, I don't like this process, the haggling back and forth, the feeling when you get done, like, I don't know if I got taken advantage of or not. Okay, well, that's why I like Frontier. We had such a great experience there when we bought our Honda Odyssey that I wanted to do ads for them. Literally, I came back and told my sales manager, they're great. I want to promote them because they do it right. They make you feel good. They do it on your terms, at your pace with, you know, if you want attention, great. If you want to be left alone, great. If you want to talk about a price, great. Here's the sheet, all the numbers. And bottom line, out-the-door pricing is all you ever talk about with good quality used cars. And they just take care of you, and they make you want to come back again. That's what's different. Frontier Motors, serving the Pensacola community for more than 25 years behind the Big Buffalo on Beverly Parkway. Be sure to tell them Andrew McKay says hi.
As a business owner, you've got a lot on your plate. Managing staff, growing your business, training new hires, and more. With so much going on, you need Avalon. As an IRS-certified PEO, Avalon HR can help. From running your payrolls, remitting state and federal taxes, workers' compensation insurance, employee benefits, and our HR expertise. Avalon HR lets you focus on your core business while we handle the rest. Employing made easy. AvalonHR.com.
ADX Digital Lead, Brian Praritz.
Digital marketing can be confusing, and with the security concerns and the internet, it might even be a little bit scary. But at ADX Digital, we use Double Verify. This means we only deliver ads to real people through trusted partners on secure websites and apps. No bots, no scams, no funny business. Actual people inside your target geography moved to action through effective planning and professional execution. That's ADX Digital.
No one does digital like ADX Digital Marketing. ADXDigitalMarketing.com.
This isn't shouting.
It's conversation.
Hugh Hewitt, weekdays at 2 on News Radio 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
He'll be back on Monday. If you'd like to weigh in on the show, give us a call or text 850-437-1620, 850-437-1620. It's 49 degrees here in the Pensacola area. Going to be a high of about mid-60s today. And it's going to be nice and sunny. That'll be one part of it, too. It'll be nice and sunny today. So that'll be pretty good. Then let me just get into this story here. So, Florida Senator Ashley Moody, she is calling for longer red snapper seasons. And she feels like states like Florida should be able to take control of things like that instead of having to rely on federal limits. So right now, the Atlantic red snapper season can be extremely short, sometimes just a couple of days. It's frustrated anglers and businesses all along the Gulf Coast. So this proposal would let the states manage their own seasons using better local data, potentially expanding access from several days to even several weeks. So there is, you know, so the idea, the plan uses exempted fishing permits to test state management systems. Proposed seasons under state control would range from 39 days to 62 days instead of just a few days. This would allow states like Florida, Georgia, South Carolina, North Carolina to have control over this. In fact, I saw one thing, I guess the Atlantic red snapper season can even be as short as 2 days in some years. But, and of course, the reason is to try to prevent overfishing and things like this. But Ashley Moody says that, or and the supporters of the bill say that states can collect more accurate real-time data than the federal government can. So, and of course, if we have a longer red snapper season, that would help charter businesses, it would help bait and tackle shops, it would help coastal tourism, things like that as well. So, let's just see what happens with all that. It's Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. I'm Bobby Rossi, filling in for Andrew. If you'd like to weigh in, give us a call or text, 850-437-1620. This is News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Florida Immigration Council suggests new pathways for non-criminal immigrants, undocumented immigrants. So, a couple years ago, the state legislature put together this Florida Immigration Council to try to address immigration in the state of Florida, particularly undocumented illegal immigration and what to do about different things like this. So this new state immigration council has one of their new suggestions is that there could be alternative ways for undocumented immigrants who don't have criminal records to be able to stay. So This focuses on integration and workforce needs instead of just deportation alone. So it's a shift in tone from the usual hardline approach that comes from pretty much any immigration group. And of course, it's already created controversy, just the fact that they're suggesting this. But Florida apparently is dealing with a labor shortage in construction, agriculture, and hospitality. And so the idea is that, well, just deportation only will just heighten or worsen that labor shortage. So the conversation is trying to say maybe there's a way we can be flexible for non-violent or just non-criminal immigrants who are here, who are just trying to work and you know, do their part to contribute to society. So, but at the same time, opponents of this, critics of this say it could weaken immigration enforcement. It obviously could conflict with federal policies. And the reality of it is that, and I've talked about this before, the problem isn't necessarily just illegal immigration. The problem is legal immigration. We don't have a clear pathway for the poorest of the poor in other countries to be able to immigrate here. So if we had that part fixed, then we could easily say, you know what, we have a labor shortage here. We're still going to deport everybody who's illegally here. But we have this over here as a legal pathway for you to quickly immigrate here. So go home, apply for this legal pathway. We have the worker shortage. We need workers. We'll approve you. But it's got, you know, something like that. But we don't have that part fixed. And we don't have almost a bigger part of it is we don't have a reliable, effective method to follow people who are here on work visas to follow them and to follow up with them. So yeah. Have you heard the term flamper? Apparently this is becoming a thing. A flamper is short for floor hamper. That's what? I guess people are too lazy to say four hamper, so now we're going into flamper. That's weird. Pensacola Morning.
You're listening.